This word call is used both in the first reading and in the gospel text. St. Paul to the Ephesians invites them, urges them to live in a manner worthy of the call that they have received. Jesus says in the gospel, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. And Jesus says to Matthew, follow me. It is a call, an invitation. Do you know these tuning forks? We don't see them very often because everything is electronics these days. You know, if a person comes to tune a piano, they have a computer now instead of, they used to have a case that they would open up and had all of these. They look like forks, but they only have two things, right? And they are set frequencies, and they're calibrated, and they're exact, and they're precise, and they take it, and you hit it, and you hear the sound, and you can tune the piano to make that sound. The truth of the matter is if you tune that correctly, and you hit the tuning fork, the string will begin to vibrate, because it's set in that same frequency. I want to give you an invitation to ponder something. When we look at Genesis, all of creation comes into being because God speaks. It's almost, as you would say, a call. Let there be light, and there is light. The power to bring forth into existence that which did not exist is found in the word that God speaks and brings it into existence. We would imagine that if I was able to say, they were standing in the parking lot, and I said, brand new pickup truck. And all of a sudden there was a brand new pickup truck. He would say, wow, there is power in your words to bring into existence with your word. We would imagine that that pickup truck, because it comes into existence by my speaking, then I should be able to talk to the car all the time, don't you think? I should be able to say, start up, and it would start. Because my voice and the pickup would be in tune, it would be together. All of creation used to recognize God's voice because all of creation was created by the voice of God. I said used to because something happened. We have the fall, we have the losing of grace. We see that creation no longer recognizes the voice of its creator. And in fact, we are more attuned at times to listening to the voice and hearing the voice of the liar, of the deceiver. Now, why would that be? If you are created in your perfect creation, and you receive a lie and believe the lie, that lie twists your creation. It distorts your identity. It distorts your being. You become attuned in some way to the lie that you have believed. And so the liar speaks, and we hear and recognize his voice because we are in those lies. That is not where we are. Jesus has come, and he speaks a word of recreation. Today in the gospel, Jesus speaks to Matthew simply two words, follow me. What happened inside of Matthew, when the one who wants to redeem the world, to save the world, to speak truth into the world, speaks to him. In the same way that that tuning fork that is struck and you hear the sound and that which is attuned to it begins to vibrate. Did something in Matthew begin to vibrate when it heard the voice of his creator speaking directly to him? Follow me. There's something so powerful in those two words. How do we know? Father, you're speculating. How do you know that Jesus' words were powerful in that moment? How do you know? Because he left everything. Have you ever done that? You're at work, you're at home, you're at your job, and someone walks up to you and says, follow me, and you just leave everything and follow him? Has any one of you ever had that happen? There was something different in his word. There was something that Matthew, that resonated in his heart. My creator has called me. The one who is going to recreate me in truth, to abandon the lies of the deceiver, of the accuser, of the liar, and to cling to the truth of being made again, a new creation in Jesus Christ. If you want to recognize the voice of your Savior and Redeemer, then you must be in the truth of redemption and salvation, and abandon the lies of the evil one who accuses and deceives. Jesus spoke to Matthew, and something changed within him. My brothers and sisters, we are not to live in error, in untruth, and in truth. Jesus, our Savior, our Redeemer, speaks truth, life, light into us. And as we are recreated by his speaking, as we are recreated by his grace, by his redemption, by faith in him, we become again attuned to his voice. To know the voice of our Creator. And if you know the voice of your Creator, what is beautiful is you know when it is not his voice. What does he say? Over and over. My sheep hear my voice and they recognize me. Jesus has called each of you. I don't know the words that he chose to call you. If it's simply your name, follow me. Hey, you, look at me, right? I don't know what he says, but I do know that he has called each one of us. And when he speaks to you, when he speaks to me, his words are filled with truth to recreate, to reform anew, afresh, in his image and likeness. Hear his voice and abandon the lies of the evil one. Choose today to abide in the truth of his call for you. Amen.